Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think it's...
I'm sorry.
He's like, actually, I have something serious to say. But
Hack really has something to say.
I do, yeah.
But there's a behind-the-scenes technical glitch that's happening with our video cameras, and Aaron said it's making a weird sound. So now I've taken it upon myself to start making that sound. Mm-hmm. Just occasionally on the show. Anyway.
T-Hack, what would you like to say?
I think it's time to have a frank conversation about what's actually wrong with me.
Oh, no.
Yay! It's not me. It's not me. Okay.
What do you mean?
Genuinely. So I was talking with my wife today, and are anyone familiar with the actor Taylor Kinney? You'd probably, maybe not know the name, but he's on
Handsome
Chicago
Man.
Fire. Super.
Was once engaged to Lady Gaga?
What?
I feel like that's true.
Is?
Wait. Hold on.
Interesting. I did not know that.
They dated for 5 years, got engaged on Valentine's Day 2015.
Oh, ultimately called Blake off their Shelton engagement. Going, don't you think? With the like blue eyes and the kind of...
He's kind of a mix of Blake Shelton and Aaron Samuels from...
Sure. Far more handsome than Blake Shelton.
Oh, yeah.
He's former sexiest man
alive.
Yeah,
Blake without a shirt on would not quite look like that.
No.
But okay. So this is perfect. I didn't even realize he was that famous. I knew he was on Chicago Fire and he's like the handsome guy. I didn't know he dated Lady Gaga for a while. So this is great.
Just those eyes, though.
Okay. So I came across this fact that Taylor Kinney is from...
I'm going to kill him. Like today might be the day.
We need to shift. What's actually wrong? What's
not? Yes. Gosh.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So back to Taylor Kinney. So yes. I came across this fact. He's from a small town in Pennsylvania called Lancaster. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the exact same small town that my wife grew up in. And I came across this fact and I kind of like, I got very excited and I ran to her and I was like, you know that guy, Taylor Kinney? Like, yeah. And I said, he's from Lancaster. He's from your hometown. And she was like, okay. And I was
right.
Like, he went to Lancaster Mennonite school. Like, do you know that school? She's like, yeah.
He went to Mennonite school?
And that's what, according to Wikipedia.
Okay.
But do you see what's going on here, right?
Yeah.
She doesn't give a flying.
Right.
Where he went to school, where he grew up, as most people don't.
But if I lived I did grow up in a small town, and I think I'd be intrigued if someone was like, yeah, and then Los Gatos, California.
Is somebody famous is from there?
For sure, because...
Aaron, will you do me the honor of Googling famous people from Los Gatos? I guarantee there is somebody, and the fact that you don't know means that you're
Stop
not afflicted.
It. Wait, hold on. Wait, are we doing the... Stop it!
Los Gatos, California.
Not the school.
Or the high school.
Because... Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak.
Oh, yeah, Wozniak.
From there.
Los Gatos
okay,
people.
So you're
but
not
that's
afflicted.
Not someone with who was once engaged to Lady Gaga.
No, but it's somebody rich, famous, was the co-creator of something everybody has in their hand
but
today. Like,
I grew up in the Silicon Valley, so the like.
Mm.
I know, but here's the point.
I think I'd be intrigued if Taylor Kinney went to
single-mindedly, like, it's very weird because I make fun of Iowa/Ohio people all the time. I dated a girl from Ohio, and it's just
they're
like...
They're really into Ohio.
Oh, my God. Did you know he's from Ohio? Did you know? Oh, my God. Did you know? And Hack does the same thing. It's like we have Red Rocks and the mountains and Bojo's Pizza and the Coors Factory. Our state is awesome. And Iowa sucks so bad that they have to remember the people who got out.
You know what's crazy, though? I think what Hack has is contagious because I started listening to a podcast about Blanche Taylor Moore. She is the oldest woman on death row. And they said she's from Burlington. And I was like, oh, what?
Burlington,
turns out
what?
It's Burlington, North Carolina. But I still was like, Iowa. Yeah.
I don't think it's contagious, actually.
It's not contagious. Well, it's such a weird affliction, dude.
But this is why I thought this is like something's actually wrong with me, because I know there's the Iowa thing that I have some pride or whatever. But this is not an Iowa guy. This is just, oh my gosh, shouldn't you be excited?
But you wanted her to have your affliction.
Yeah, I would have definitely already known Taylor Kinney was from correct. My hometown. He went to this school. I would have already known that. And she just, it didn't, is it not cool to people? Is it not interesting at all?
Famous? I think it's a little interesting. There's just no one super famous from my town.
Wozniak, anybody else?
There's some other people. I don't know.
Was that the high school musical or something?
John Steinbeck is from Los Gatos?
Yeah.
The author?
Of Mice and Men and the Grapes of Wrath.
Come on, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal, but it's not to you because you're not dumb. He is so dumb.
Olivia,
you don't need to care.
Olivia de Havilland and Joan Fontaine. They went to Los Gatos High School. They were like Hollywood Golden Age
Again,
actresses.
Wasn't the High School Musical based on your high school?
That's the rumor. See? I don't know if it's true.
Okay.
So
we figured out I'm dumb is what's wrong.
No, I don't think you're dumb. I just think like he's excited. We all get excited about different things and he's excited about that. What is so wrong with that? What are you excited about?
I tend to get excited about things that I have had some hand in. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, ooh, somebody's trying your rib recipe or somebody saw the Instagram reel that we were talking about the other day that's hit 1.6 million or whatever. It's like, oh my God, that meme lasts so hard. And it's like, he has no affiliation to Burlington other than he was there at the same, it's just coincidence. It's like, did you know that Jon Bon Jovi shopped at the Home Depot at Santa Fe? I was at that same Home Depot, the one at Santa Fe and I-25.
No,
Jon Bon Jovi was
horrible.
At the exact same Home
Depot. Growing up in the
it
same town.
Matter.
Oh my gosh, you went to that school? Oh my gosh. His parents
you
probably still live
there.
You
didn't go at the same time. You weren't friends. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Weird flex to go, I care that somebody.
Dude.
We'll explore what's wrong with me later.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.